Sechta Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. We're continuing now, darshaning the psukim that have to do with an Eir Nidachas, to learn out the halachas that relate to an Eir Nidachas. So Zok Mishnah Vav, Shenemar, it says regarding the Eir Nidachas, the Eskol Shlola Tikbait Zal Toich Rechoiva, that you should gather all the spoils of the city into the town square, and there you burn it. So we learn out, the Main La Rechoiv, that it needs to have a town square, and if there isn't one, Ois La Rechoiv, we build it. Let's say the town square was outside the city. You have to move it into the city. So either you incorporate, you extend the walls of the city to incorporate the town square, or you have to dismantle it and move it into the town. But it has to be Teich Rechoiv, it has to be inside the city. And you should burn in fire the city and all its spoils as if it's a carbon that's completely burnt to Hashem. So shlala, the spoils, v'loy shlal shemayim, it means only the spoils that belong to the people and not the spoils that belong to shemayim. So mikan amru, from here they said, ha'agdeshas, that if there's hegdish, items that are pledged for, let's say, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, shabad, that are in the city, yipadu, then they could be redeemed. Those do not have to be burnt, because that's excluded by the word shlala. And therefore, what you do is you redeem it onto money. The money is taken and used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and the items are burnt in the city. Trumos yirkavu. So trumos, you're not allowed to burn them, but they're also asur b'hanah, so therefore, they have to left to rot. Maaser sheni, the kisvei hakodesh, yiganzu. And the maaser sheni, and if you have kisvei hakodesh, so you have svarim, so since they're the property of the owner, they are asur b'hanah, but you're also not allowed to burn them, so therefore, because it has the Shem Hashem, so therefore, yiganzu, they are buried like Shemus. Kalil Hashem alekecha, we said it's completely burnt like a carbon to Hashem. Amar Reb Shimon says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imata Maisen Din Be'er Nidachas, if you properly carry out the sentence of an Eir Nidachas, then Ma'alani Aleichem Kilo Ata Ma'alin Oila, Ma'alin Oila Kalil Lefanoi, then I will consider it as if you brought an Oila in front of me. Just like a carbon Oila, the owner does not get any Hana from it, he doesn't benefit from it in any way. So to the Eir Nidachas, you don't get any hana from any of the possessions. So the pasuk says it should be like a mound forever. It should not be rebuilt. So we have a machlokes. Does that mean it means you can't restore it? But does that mean you can't develop it at all? It has to remain desolate, or does it just mean you can't rebuild it to what it was? So here's the machlekes. So if Yosef Glili holds, you can't develop the land at all. It has to remain desolate. You can't even make gardens or orchards. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, means you can't restore it to what it was. You can develop the land and have orchards and gardens on the makom where the Eir Nidachas was. You shouldn't hold on to any of the items that were banned, that are part of the Eir Nidachas that need to be burnt, that are asabanah. She calls man Rishon Ba'ilam, as long as there are Rishayim in the world, Charonaf Ba'ilam, there is anger in the world. Avdu Rishayim min Ba'ilam, once the Rishayim are removed from the world, then Istali Charonaf min Ba'ilam, then in this way the anger will go away, will disappear from the world, and therefore we want to get rid of all of the possessions that relate to the Rishayim. And if someone were to hold on to it and steal these items, then he would be called a Rasha himself. Now we turn to the last perek in Masechta Sanhedrin, and we return to the halachas of capital punishment. Here we're going to discuss the halachas of those people that get chenek, which is strangulation, which is the one of the capital punishments that Bezdin carries out. We now learn Eloin Anechnok, and the following people are subject to chenek. Hamake Aviv Imai, somebody who hits his father and his mother, and we'll see exactly what that means later in the Mishnah. The Goynev Nefesh Miyisrael, someone who kidnaps. The Zakein Mamre Alpi Bezdin, and you have a Talmid Chacham who rebels. So it's a Talmid Chacham who has smicha, and he rebels against Bezdin. He refuses to accept their psak that the Bezdin Agadol paskins. Unavi Sheker, Unavi HaSheker, Vamisnabe B'Shem Avoy Dezara, and as someone who says Navua in the name of an Avoy Dezara, Vahabal Eishasish, and a regular person that is mizana with a married woman, zaymim bas kayin, and edim zaymim regarding a bas kayin. So you have edim that come into Bezdin, and we'll learn this in more detail in a couple of days when we begin Masechtas Makos. But just for now, if you have edim that come into Bezdin and they are proven to be false, however they're proven, so what happens is you do to those edim what they try to do. So for example, if they try to have someone killed, then they get killed. So if you have Zayman regarding a Bas Koyin, we learned previously that a Bas Koyin that's Mizana gets Reifa, she gets burnt. However, the Edim Zaymimin, they don't get that same misa of burning. Rather, they would be subject to chenek. Ve'ubayala, as well as if a bas kohen is actually mezane, so even though she gets reifa, but the man that she is mezane with, he gets chenek. Hamaka ave v'imai. So going back now to the halacha of someone who strikes a father or a mother, einoy chayiv, he's not going to be chayiv chenek ad sheyase ben chabur. He has to make a bruise. He has to draw blood, basically. And that this results in a chumra regarding someone who curses a parent versus someone who strikes. Someone is chayiv misa even if he curses a parent after their death. But if somebody strikes a parent after they die, so he strikes the dead body, even if it draws blood, is going to be potter. And the Mefarshim say that this is because a curse is directed at the neshama, which lives on after the person's death, whereas a makah is only directed, only affects the body, and it's not considered a human body for purposes of this halacha once the person passes away. Haganiv nefesh miyisrael, if someone kidnaps another yid, einu chayiv, he's not going to be chayiv chenek, ad sheyachnisen l'rishusay, until he brings him into his rishus. So he has to at least bring him into his rishus for a period of time before he in order for him to be punished. It's not enough that he brings him into his rishus, he also has to make use of him, he has to give him, put him to work, to do some work for him. That regarding a person who kidnaps, it says, and he made use of him, and he sold him. So we see here that it not only does he have to sell him in order to be chayv misa, but he has to also make use of him. Somebody steals his son, Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika mechayiv. Rabbi Shmuel holds you're still going to be chayiv, just like you would be chayiv for any other person. Chachamim poitim, wherever the Chachamim hold you're not going to be chayiv misa. So the Chachamim learn out from the words v'nimsa v'yadoi that regarding a kidnapper, it says v'nimsa v'yadoi will be found in his hand. So they hold that is those are extra words, and therefore they learn out that only someone that is nimsa biyadoi as a result of a kidnapping, but someone who would normally be nimsa biyadoi, so for example, if a son would always be found in the father's rishos, or any, this really means any type of sibling or relative that's part of your household that would normally be in your rishos, so even if you kidnap them, the pasuk excludes you from being chayev misa. Ganav misha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayrin. Interesting halacha we end off here. If someone is steals someone who's half an eved, half ben chayrin, now if you steal an eved, you would normally not be chayev misa. However, here, the person was owned by two partners, and one of the partners freed him, so that now he's considered a chatzi ben chayrin. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev achamim poitrim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you're going to be chayev misa, and the chamim hold you're going to be putter. Each one learns out their halacha from the words of the pasuk, whether they hold it's extra or not. That's how they come out with their halacha.